Get closer to the game with Off the Dribble on SiriusXM NBA Radio.
Coach, let me ask you a question. And obviously, we're going to get this out of the way. You know, we reported about Valanciunas and the DUI. What kind of conversations have you had with the young man? I said this, and you heard what I said. He's a fine young man. Mm-hmm. And people make mistakes, and people have, you know, moments of lack of judgment. But it's not indicative of who you are because of the mistakes you make. It's how you bounce back from it. What's been your conversation with this young man? Because obviously it's a mistake and it's a difficult time for him, and even early on in his very young career.
No question, Sam. And we talked yesterday right after it happened, and I told him I was disappointed, but yet and still he's mine. And that's something that, you know, you get upset with your own kids, but, you know, you at the same time, you got to lead him in the right direction. He made a mistake. Luckily, no one else was hurt. He wasn't hurt, and he has a chance to learn from it. It's a very serious mistake that, you know, so many families have been touched by it and hurt by it, but yet and still, he's a great young man, and if anyone's going to learn from it, Jonas will. And I just told him, I said, we all make mistakes, and what you got to do is make sure your teammates understand that you're sorry for it, the fans and the organization, because, you know, the country of Canada takes DUI as the U.S. very seriously. You know, again, it's going through a process, so there's not going to be a suspension right away, and or if there's going to be, it just depends on how the process takes place, and still in the police's hands and investigation's hands. So we'll see what happens from that. But again, as you said, Sam, there's not a better young man in this league than Jonas Valanciunas.
Dwayne Casey joining us here on Off the Dribble, SiriusXM NBA Radio. And Dwayne, I want to take you back to the Rudy Gay trade. And when Masai Ujiri talked to you and said, okay, this is what we're thinking about doing, what did you think was going to happen positively and maybe negatively for the team? Because whenever you take a strong player like that off of a lineup, it allows people to grow. But at the same time, there's an adjustment period. Because Masai Ujiri himself has said, you know, don't crown me a genius, because at the time, who knew which way this thing would go? What were your thoughts at the time?
Well, you know, and that's the thing about it, Masai, we talked about it, and, you know, he said, you know, he was up front at that time, we don't know what we have. We don't know. We got to find out what we have. And, you know, here's a platform for all of us, coaches, players, and everyone, and that's what we used it for. It was just like a blank canvas for a painting. And so we took it, and the guys bought in. We continue with our defensive approach, our offensive approach. And the good thing about it, Jason and Sam, the guys from Sacramento were a great fit. Their basketball IQ was a good fit. Their toughness was a good fit. Their defensive approach was a good fit. And you know, so it was just a good fit. And it was a good trade, and that's what they say you grade trades on. It was a good trade for our team. And also Sacramento's team, because they got a great individual player in Rudy Gay, and we got four really solid, high quality, high basketball IQ players from Sacramento.
Off the Dribble, weekdays from noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on SiriusXM NBA Radio, Channel 217, and on the SiriusXM app.